We continue our learning. A person takes a neder, a konam, that he's not going to get hanah from anyone who falls into the category of b'nei Noach. Mutter b'Yisrael. He's permitted to get hanah from Jews, even though you'll say, what do you mean? The Jewish people also are descendants of Noach. Nonetheless, they're not included. We follow Lashon and B'nai Adam. And Lashon and B'nai Adam, Yisraelim, are called B'nai Avram and not called B'nai Noach. But V'asru B'umos Ha'olam. But the Umos Ha'olam, the nations of the world, are included in B'nai Noach. And therefore, you're not permitted to get Hanoah from them based on your neder. What if a person says, She'eni Nena Lezera Avraham? Person takes a neder, is not going to get Hanoah from Zera Avraham, the seed of Avraham. Usher be Yisrael, he's not permitted to get hana from Jews. That also includes Gerim, because Gerim are also included in Zera Avraham from the pasuk of Ki Av Hamon Goyim Nisaticha, so that includes Gerim as well. But Umutur b'Umo Sa'olam. But he is permitted to get hana from the nations of the world, not Yisrael, but rather in Umos Olam, and this includes even B'nai Yishmael ben Avraham. Why? Didn't you say Zera Avraham? Isn't Yishmael Zera Avraham? No, because based on the Pasuk in Bereishis Chafal of Pasuk Yud Beis, Ki Bi Yitzchak Yikarei Lecha Zara. So and Bi Yitzchak, we learn, and that obviously is Yitzchak is Zera and not Yishmael. So when you say Zera Avraham, it's a reference to the Jews and not the Umos Olam. And obviously that excludes B'nai Yishmael. What about B'nai Esav? So he's also permitted to get Hanoah from B'nai Esav when he says Zera Avram. Why? Because we also have a drasha, Ki Bi Yitzchak Yikarei Lecha Zara, Bi Yitzchak V'lo Kol Yitzchak. Only within Yitzchak's family will that be Zera Avraham, Ki Bi Yitzchak Yikarei Lecha Zara, and that includes Yaakov. That's Bi Yitzchak, but not all of Yitzchak, excluding Esav. And therefore, Zera Avraham includes Jews, but excludes the Umos Olam, which excludes B'nai Yishmael and B'nai Esav as well, based on the Pasuk, Ki Bi Yitzchak Yikarei Lecha Zara. Only includes B'nai Yaakov. What about person takes a neder she'eni nene li Yisrael? He says, Konam, I'm not going to get hanah from Yisrael. So says the Mishnah, so that includes all Jews, lokeach biyoser umocher bepacho. So now he's in trouble. He can't get hanah from Jews. So the Mishnah here says, how then can I have any interaction, financial interaction, business transactions with Jews? It works like this. Lokeach biyoser, he pays a lot more when he purchases something, umocher and sells bepachos for less. So he's allowed to do business with the Israel as long as what he's purchasing, he pays a lot more than its value. And if he sells something, he receives significantly less than its value. That way, he's not getting any hana from Yisrael. What if he says, and that was where he said, She'eni nehen li Yisrael. What about if he says, She Yisrael nehenin li? He says, Konam, that Yisraelim Jews are not going to get hana from me. So if that's the case, he has to make sure, based on that neder, that other Jews do not get hana from him. So now, how does he engage in a business transaction? So the Mishnah says, Lokeach bepachos. If he purchases something, he has to be able to pay for it less than its value. So the seller is receiving less than its value. Umocher biyoser, when he sells, the person who took this neder, when he sells biyoser, what does he have to do? He has to sell something, and he ends up gaining more money, and the other person who buys ends up losing. Of course, the Mishnah qualifies im shomen lo, if he'll find someone who will listen to him, meaning someone who's willing to lose out in a business transaction and not get any benefit whatsoever and be mafsid. So you have someone like that, so then you can buy and sell with him. Other than that, so you have a problem, because you said that no Yisrael is permitted to get anah from you. What if he says, she'eni nana la hen vehen li? Double neder, konam, that I'm not getting hanah from Yisrael, and Yisrael can't get hanah from me. So then you can't have any business transactions with Jews in any way. So therefore, yehaneh l'nachrim. So he is permitted to give hanah, to get hanah from non-Jews. Konam she'eni nene la'arelim. Let's say he took a neder that he's not going to get hanah from arelim, those who are uncircumcised. Mutter ba'arle Yisrael. Va'asur b'mule ha'umos. So here the Mishnah is coming to teach you that Arelim, although literally means those who are uncircumcised, and you would say, well, if you can't get enough from people are uncircumcised, then if you have an uncircumcised Jew, so that they must be included in that neder. Let's say you have a case where just based on medical reasons, two brothers, God forbid, passed away, so the third brother, we don't give a bris milah to, because it's a chazaka that it's dangerous to that family. That person's uncircumcised. You're telling me that you can't get hana from him like you can't get hana from the umos ha'olam who are uncircumcised? So Mishnah says no, because generally speaking, when it comes to lashon b'nei adam, arelim is a reference to non-Jews. And mulim is of reference to Jews. So therefore, if you say, I'm not getting hana from arelim, that refers to non-Jews. And that means even if there's a non-Jew who has a bris milah, who's circumcised, he is included in that neder. You can't get hana from him. He's included in arelim. And the opposite is also true, that if you have Arli Yisrael, you have those who were uncircumcised of the Jews, they were not included in your neder because they're not colloquially called arelim. What if a person says, Konam she'eni nene lemulim? So this is the same idea. Takes a neder, he's not getting hana from those who are mulim, those who are circumcised. So that's just a reference to Jewish people. Asra ba'arle Yisrael, you're not permitted to get hana even from those who are uncircumcised amongst the Jewish people, even though you said mulim, and these people are arelim, they're not arelim b'lashon b'nei adam, and therefore we can't get hana from Yisraelim, even those who are uncircumcised. Umutur b'mule ha'umos, but you are permitted to get hana from those who are circumcised amongst the nations of the world, because they're not included in mulim, even though they may be circumcised. She'ein ha'arla, the Mishnah explains why this is so. She'ein ha'arla kruya elo l'shem ha'goyim. When we speak about arelim, that's referring to the non-Jews. She'ne'amar, based on the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Tes pasuk of Hey, ki chol ha'goyim arelim v'chol beis Yisrael arle leiv. Pasuk the Mishnah quotes. So we say all of the goyim are called arelim. The Jewish people are called arele leiv. Those who are circumcised, of their hearts are circumcised. But arelim themselves are the non-Jews. Ve'omer another pasuk, v'haya ha'polishti ha'orel hazeh, a reference to Goliath. We don't know, maybe he was circumcised. Maybe he was born mal, as sometimes you have a case that where he didn't even need a bris milah. So you can't just call him an orel. So you nonetheless know, because he's a polishti, v'haya ha'polishti ha'orel hazeh, Shmuel Aleph, Perik Yudzayin, pasuk lamid vav, and v'omer another pasuk, in Shmuel Beis, Perek Aleph Pasuk Chaf Pentismachna Binos Pilishtim Pen Taalozna Binos Haarelim. So there's another reference that all non-Jews are called Arelim, even if they have a bris milah, and Yisraelim, even if they don't have a bris milah. Since he's chayiv in the mitzvah of bris milah, he's included in mulim. Once we spoke about bris milah, so now the Mishnah is just going to bring mamrei chazal how praiseworthy the mitzvah of milah is. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, meusa ha'arla shenizganu ba harishayim. We say that the arla is so the foreskin is so detestable that it's something that the wicked, the rishayim, are we disparage them regarding it. So shenemar. Where do we see that? So we quoted the pasuk before. Ki chol hagoyim arelim. The fact that we call them arelim is that's a disparaging description. Rabbi Shmuel Omer gidola mila shenichrusu aleha shloshes rebisos. Mila is great. There are 13 covenants that were made regarding bris mila. This is a reference to the fact that the shoresh, the root of the word bris, is written 13 times in the context of Parshas Lech Lecha, where the mitzvah is given to Avraham, and because of that, we take Mila very seriously. That's one of the reasons why in benching, we assume we have to say Va'al Bris Chashach Hasamtim B'Sarenu, because of these Shloshes Rebrisos, reasons why, according to some, where Machmir Tosus makes his point of Dalanim and Beis in Masechas Megillah, why do we say that the whole concern of carrying on Shabbos applies to a shofar and to a lulav and to a Megillah, but never a reference to the mitzvah of Mila that we do on Shabbos without a problem, and we're not worried about carrying the knife, so because of Yud Gimel Brisos, the other answers to that question as well, but that's one of them. So Yud Gimel Brisos, it's very, very serious. Some connect this to the Yud Gimel attributes, midos of Hashem. So very serious. Rabbi Yossi Omer Gedola Mila Shadocha Es HaShabbos HaChamura. Mila is great because it's Docha Shabbos. The fact that you're doing the malacha of shochet metzei, or making chabura, different explanations for what malacha that is. So the fact that it's docha Shabbos, even though you're doing malacha, obviously shows that it's very, very chamur. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, gedola mila mila is great. Shalom nitla lola Moshe hatzadik olel melosha, that Moshe almost lost his life, couldn't even last a second without having given his son a bris mila. Pasha Shmos, we have that perek dalet pasuch of dalet vayif kishu Hashem vayivakesh. Hamisowi, Moshe was about to be killed for not giving his son a bris mila. Rabbi Nechemya, Omer, Gedola Mila, Mila is so great, Shadoches Hanegoyim. It's Dochet Saras. Hishom, Rabbi Negahat Saras, the Pasuk says in Devarim Chavdalid, which is a lotase, not to cut off Saras. Yet if there is Saras in the Makom HaMila, that's an example of Ase Dochalosa, say, Yimoba Saralaso, even if there's a Baharis, so you can cut off that Nega. So you see that Mila is so great, Rabbi Omer. You know how great Mila is? Because Avraham did so many mitzvos, yet he was not called Shalem complete until Tamim, until Bris Mila, with the introduction, walk in front of me, Veheye Samim, and you will be complete with your mitzvah of Bris Mila. Davar Acher, Gedola Mila, Shel Malay, He, Lovar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Olamo. How do you like that? Had it not been for Bris Mila, Hashem never would have created the world. Why should Amai Yimio Periklamid Gimel? Ko Amar Hashem Imlovri Si Yomam Valailo Chukos Shamai Vaarts Lo Samti. We have this pasuk in other contexts as well, maybe a reference to the Bris of Torah. But here we're referring to Brisi Yomam Valaila. That's the Bris Mila, which is Kayam in a person's body, Yomam Valaila. It's there all the time. We begin the fourth parak of Nedarim. Person says to his friend, let's say the following, Yeyaser Alecha, now Mish doesn't say this, just by way of introduction, Yeyaser Alecha ki korban masha ata nehene mishali, meaning what you get, the hana you get from me should be usher to you like a korban, or the shorthanded version of that is konam ata nehene li, or let's say he says Yeyaser alai ki korban masha ani nehene mishalach, right, which is konam the other way, which is that I can get hana from you. So we know that's an example of someone who is what we call muda hana mechaveru. Mudur hana mechaveru. But what about if he says the following? Hana hameviya li de ma'achali asura alecha. Aha. But any pleasure that will bring me to eating is asur upon you. Or he says to his friend, hana hameviya li de ma'achalcha asura alai. Or any hana that will bring you to eating will be usher to me. This is an example of mudar, not hana, but mudar machal mechavero. So that where that you'll say, okay, hana and food, hana is general pleasure, food is obviously just one type of pleasure. So the Mishnah here is going, you have this Mishnah in Masechet Megillah as well, one of the Ein Bains. This Mishnah is going to teach us that there are differences between nafkamina's practical differences between one who's mudar hana mechaveru and one who's mudar macho mechaveru. Says the Mishnah, Ein vein hamudar hana mechaveru la mudar heimenu macho. There's no difference between one who is mudar hana, that he made a neder that his friend shouldn't get hana from him, or the other way, he was madir upon himself that he's not getting hana from his friend. No difference between that to a case of mudar heimenu macho, where the neder was not to get hana from something that will bring someone to eating. It's not just food, but bring someone to the ability of eating. Ella drisas haregel v'kelim she'ein osin bahem ochal nefesh. Here are the two differences. Drisas haregel is trotting, is trampling literally, and that means walking in your friend's yard, in your friend's chatzir. So if you mudar hana mechavero, you can't even enter his domain, his rishus. That would be usher to you. But if you mudar ma'achal, no problem with walking in his rishus. You'll have to get that type of hana from him. And number two, war kalim are vessels that you don't use for ochel nefesh, that you don't use for tzorech achila. If you mudar hana, you're not allowed to borrow those vessels, those utensils from your friend. But if you're mudar machal, so then that's okay. So if you want to borrow a snowblower, you want to borrow his car maybe, So that would be okay if you mudar macho, but not mudar hana. Says the Mishnah, but obviously kalim that you do ochel nefesh with, so those would be us, or even if you mudar macho. So the Mishnah explains, hamudar machol mechaveru lo yashilenu nafa ukvara, person who's mudar machol, so that's not just food, but even things that are bring you mivia lidei machol are also. So that would include a nafa, let's say a grain sieve, ukvara. Enough is like a flour sieve, a kvar is a grain sieve, verichaim is a mill, v'tanur in an oven. All these are used to prepare food, and therefore they're usur because it's hana that's mivia lidei machal. So even a mudar machal mechaveru would be usur to borrow these from his friend. His friend should not be lending it to him because that's getting hana from a kli that can bring you lidei machal. Avol mashilo, what can you lend him? Chaluk, a shirt, v'tabas, a ring, v'talis, a cloak, unizamim, earrings or nose rings, v'chol davar shein osin bo ochel nefesh, anything that's not used for ochel nefesh purposes. Makom shemaskirin kayotze bohen aser, but if let's say it's a place where people typically rent out these items, let's say the non-food items, people normally rent out clothing, let's say, or jewelry. So even if they're not ochel nefesh kalim, as these are not, still it's usher to borrow them. Even a mudar machal. Why? Because he's getting hana from the demei schiris. The fact that he's not paying rent on them, he's just borrowing them. So that's a favor. And what's he able to do now with that money that he saves? He's able to buy food. And that, even that is problematic. The fact that you're getting hana from a kli, even though the kli is not ochel nefesh, but the fact that you're saving money on rent, and he's just lending it to you, and you could buy food with that potentially, that would be usher as well.